愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
我们最近读经已经进到加拉太书。
Now recently we have read with the Bible schedule to the book of Galatians.
那我们现在回头再来看哥林多后书的一段圣经。
But now we'll return back to the Second Corinthians passage there.
我们看哥林多后书的十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
第一节
verse 1 2 Corinthians 11 verse 1 Oh, that you would bear with me a little while, a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me.
第二节
verse 2 For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to the husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
这里圣经说我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨。
So this jealousy is a godly jealousy.
那如果我们看英文这个愤恨在翻作中文应该是嫉妒。
So in English it's clear he has jealousy.
也就是神的嫉妒。
So this is a godly jealousy.
也就是保罗服侍神的人他的心中有神那样的嫉妒。
That is for the servant of Christ, Paul,has within his heart this godly jealousy.
我们常常听人说世界上的结婚因为是不了解而结合因为了解而分开。
People say that people got married because they don't know each other and they, after understanding each other, they got divorced.
但是我们在灵里面跟神也是一个婚姻的关系。
However, with God in the Spirit, we have this relationship of marriage.
我们是因为不了解神，所以才跟神很疏远。
It is because we do not know God that we depart or stay very far away from God.
那如果我们真的很了解神
，If we truly know God,
我们就很渴慕要跟他有亲密的关系。
Then we will thirst and long for a very intimate relationship.
因为人跟神不一样。
For men and God, they're different.
人外表看起来很好，但是人有很多的问题。
Outwardly, men may appear very good, but inside there are many problems.
那神，我们看不见他。
God is someone we cannot see.
即使成为耶稣看起来也没有外貌。
And even when he came to this world, Lord Jesus, he doesn't have any outward appearance.
但是如果我们认识他，对他有体验，我们才知道世界上最真。最善最美一位就是主耶稣，就是神。
But if we know him and come to understand him, we know the most beautiful person in this world is Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们就要渴慕跟他亲近。
Then we will long and thirst to go after him.
建立很亲近的亲密的关系。
We will want to have a very intimate relationship with him.
但是当我们要跟神建立亲密的关系
，But before we can have this relationship.
这个跟拜偶像实在不一样。
It would be this relationship is different from that of worshiping idols.
拜偶像就是注重你要献给偶像什么。
To worship idols, people emphasize on what you can offer to the idols.
那有的人以前是拜偶像，他们有体验过，拜贵重的他的收成就好。
And so those who worship idols, they had this experience.That if they offer something that's more expensive, they will reap a better benefit.
那如果拜水果，它的收成就没有这么好。
If they offer up just fruits, and then their harvest will be just a little bit.
但是圣经里面说神不看重祭物。
But Bible tells us God does not really care about our offerings.
因为一切都是他的，他没有欠什么。
Because everything belongs to him, he lacks nothing.
那这样我们要怎么跟神建立亲密的关系
？So then, how do we build up a relationship with God?
就是我们要了解神。
That is, we need to come to know God.
了解神喜欢什么
？To understand what he likes.
了解神不喜欢什么
？To know what he does not like.
那做神喜欢的，不做神不喜欢的，我们跟他关系就会越来越好。
And do the things that he likes, and don't do the things that he dislikes, then we can have a closer and closer relationship with him.
那在圣经里面神有很多的本性。
In the Bible, there are many essence or characteristics of God.
那其中有一个说，神是嫉妒的神。
And among one, it says that God is a jealous God.
所以如果从圣经看起来，嫉妒有两种。
So from the Bible standpoint, there is two perspectives of jealousy.
加拉太书第五章在提到圣灵的果子。
Galatians chapter 5 mentioned the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
然后前面就在讲肉体的情欲。
And before that, it talks about a fleshly fruit, fleshly lust.
就提到一个嫉妒。
And it talks about jealousy.
那是不好的。
That is the bad jealousy.
是负面的。
It is a negative jealousy.
会让人像火在烧，犯很多罪。
It is like fire burning within us, causes us to sin.
但是当神的爱浇灌在我们里面，
But when the love of God pours into us,
这种嫉妒就会消失。
This kind of jealousy will disappear.
因为神是正面的，是好的。
Because God is positive, God is good.
但是当神是嫉妒的神的时候，那个嫉妒就好像婚姻里面的一样。
But when God is a jealous God, this godly jealousy is that jealousy within the marriage.
这个嫉妒本身是好的。
This jealousy is good.
为着避免第三者的侵入。
It is to prevent the intervention of the third party.
而且要让丈夫跟太太的关系更亲密。
And it will allow the husband and the wife to become closer.
那在圣经里面至少可以找到三点神会嫉妒。
And from the Bible, we can find three areas where God will become jealous.
那我们就很小心不要做神会嫉妒的事。
So we need to be careful not to do things that will cause God to be jealous.
我们现在看出埃及记34章。
Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记的34章。
Exodus chapter 34.
14节。
Verse
14. 34章14节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 13. But you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and cut down their wooden images.
14节, 15节。
And 14 and 15. For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. 15?
结束不太一样，没关系。这个十四节说不可拜别神，因为神是嫉邪的神，他是嫉邪者。
And so here states that we should worship no other God, for God's name is jealous.
然后到下一节只怕你们与那地的居民立约，百姓随从他们的神，就行了邪淫。
And thus you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land that they play harlot with their gods.
对，所以神特别提醒他们在外邦人居住当中不要跟他们去拜偶像。
And so God reminded them that when you live with people who don't know God, don't follow them to worship idols.
那如果拜偶像在灵里面就是淫乱，就是惹神的嫉妒。
If we worship idols in the spirit, we are committing fornication or adultery and will cause or arouse jealousy in God.
这个是整个先知书里面的一个很重要的主题。
This is also a major theme in the prophetic books.
为什么神的选民三分之一在耶路撒冷被杀，三分之一被迁到外国呢？
Why is it that the people of God, one third of them during that time was killed, or one third of them was brought up to the Gentile place?
最重要原因就是拜偶像。
The reason is that they worshiped idols.
惹神的嫉妒。
It caused God to be jealous.
又不愿意改变。
And they did not want to change.
所以不得已神就让外族来攻他们，把他们掳走。
And so God has to allow others to come to take them away.
我们看民数记的二十五章。
Numbers chapter 25.
民数记的二十五章。
The Numbers chapter 25.
二十五章的十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 to 13. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel, because he was zealous with my zeal among them, so that I did not consume the children of Israel with my zeal. 12. Therefore say, Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. 13. And it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and he made atonement for the children of Israel.
这里讲这个腓尼哈做了一件事情，神很喜欢。
And here, Phinehas did something that God really was pleasing to God.
就是正在犯奸淫的一对男女，他用刀把他们除掉。
That is, he pierced through a pair of young couple that was committing fornication.
那从人看起来这是很残忍啊，为什么神会喜欢这样的事？
From the perspective of people, this is something quite vicious or violent. Then why is it pleasing to God?
那十一节说，他说他在他们中间以我祭血为心呢。
And so here says he was zealous with his zeal.
那这个英文有两种翻译啊，一个是神的热心，另外是神的嫉妒的心。
And so the translation here in English, in a different version, would state jealous. And by this, King James states zealous.
所以神很喜欢哦。
So this is pleasing to God.
他有祭邪的心。
For he has a jealous zeal.
好，那为什么这个犯奸淫变成说有祭邪的心呢？
And so why is it detesting fornication? It is a jealous zeal.
如果我们看二十五章的第一节。
If we read chapter 25, verse 1.
然后到第三节，请。
1 to verse 3. Now Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. 2. They invited the people to the sacrifice of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. 3. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel.
这个地方讲啊，首先是实亭的摩亚的女子跟以色列百姓发生的关系。
And here, they committed harlotry with the woman of Moab.
那接下去这些女子就引诱他们吃拜偶像。
And then they invited these people to eat things offered to idols.
那接下去就带领他们去跪拜他们的神。
Then further, they were led to bow down to the gods.
所以最重要是吃拜偶像的东西，还有跪拜外邦的神。引起神的嫉妒。
And so that it is because they ate the food offered to the idols and bowed down to the idols caused anger within God.
所以神他有这个神的嫉妒，因此在十二节神说我要把我平安的约赐给他。
And because he had this jealousy of zeal, so God said he will give him peace.
那十三节说这约要给他跟他的后裔做永远当祭司的职任，要给他祭司很尊贵的职任。
And this covenant of peace will be given to him as the everlasting priesthood.
下面就因为他有祭邪的心。
For he was has this zealous jealousy for God.
所以这样看起来我们在信仰生活都不要跟偶像有任何的牵连。
So we understand that in our daily living, we should not have no interaction with any idols.
当然，我们在这些有形木头刻的偶像，我们都不会去做的。
Now, of course, we won't worship those wooden images.
但是一个无形的偶像同样会破坏我们跟神的关系。
However, an invisible image will likewise destroy our relationship with God.
我们看以西结书第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书的第八章。
The book of Ezekiel chapter 8.
第三节到第五节。
Verse 3 to verse 5. He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by the lock of my hair. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and heaven and brought me in vision of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. And verse 4, before the glory of God of Israel was there, like the vision I saw in the plain. Verse 5, Then he said to me, Son of man, lift your eyes now toward the north. So I lifted my eyes toward the north, and there north of the altar gate was this image of jealousy in the entrance.
这里在提到说这个神的灵降到以西结身上。
The Spirit of God descended upon Ezekiel.
然后他就看到。
Then he saw this.
发生在圣殿的事情。
What happened in the temple?
所以这不是肉眼的看见，这是灵里面的看见。
So this is not that he saw this with his physical eyes, but he saw this in the spirit.
所以有圣灵带领跟感动才看得见。
So only with the guidance of the Holy Spirit can he see this.
那神住在两个地方。
And God lives in two places.
第一个神住在天上。
First of all, God is in heaven.
众人不能靠近的光里面。
He lives in the light that no one can approach.
第二个神住在圣殿里面。
And secondly, God lives in the temple.
圣殿是神立名的居所。
Temple is the place where God established his name.
神住在哪里。
And God lives there.
要跟以色列百姓同在。
God wants to dwell with his people Israel.
但是在圣殿里面他看到有惹神嫉妒的偶像。
However, in the temple, he saw the idols that caused jealousy of God.
所以到第六节下面说使我远离我的圣所。
And so that he would stay away from his temple.
为什么？
Why did he stay away?
神在这个圣殿住不下，因为里面有偶像。
God can no longer stay in the temple, for there are images and idols within.
所以神嫉妒，他不愿意改变，神就住不下去。
And so God was jealousy, and they're not jealous, and they're not able to change, so God left.
所以这是我们在信仰生活，在服侍神上，我们需要非常谨慎。
So in our life of faith, as we serve the Lord, this is something we need to be very careful about.
我们服侍的是神。
We are serving God.
但我们人只是一个工具。
We human beings, we are just a tool.
那圣工能够做成，这是神完成的。
That we are able to finish the work, it is God who finished it.
那我们只是一个工具，一个器皿。
We are just but a tool, a vessel.
所以我们人没有什么 credit, 没有办法有什么功劳。
And so we cannot claim any credit.
这是圣经里面很重要一个精神。
And so this is a very important spirit in the Bible.
所以当太多。
Next, there's still too many.
那就叫他们喝水。
And then they begin to drink water.
凡是站着用手捧水来喝的，那个就可以打仗。
Whoever stood up with his hand picking on the water, they can attend the battle.
只有三百人。
There's only 300.
那神这很奇妙，三万人不用，用三百人。
And God was very strange that he would not use 30,000, but he would use the 300.
他里面讲得很清楚。
And he states it very clearly.
恐怕我的百姓把这个 credit, 把这个功劳归于他们自己。
This my people credit to themselves.
那如果三百个人你怎么解释都解释不出来，三百个人没有神他可以打胜仗。
And so 300, there is no way that one can explain that they can win victorious without the help of God.
所以我们在神的面前服侍神，服侍完别人有没有认识我们纪念我们，这个都不重要。
And so in the presence of the Lord after we finish our servitude, whether or not people recognize us or not, it is not important.
神看见神纪念这样就够了。
As long as God sees and God remembers, that's enough.
所以当时以西结看到的异象，圣殿里面有偶像，神就住不下去。
And so Ezekiel saw the idols in the temple that God no longer can stay there.
这是第一个，所以引起神的嫉妒就是偶像。
And so this is the first, to cause the jealousy of God would be the idols.
我们现在看雅各书第四章。
The book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书的第四章。
The book of James, chapter 4.
第四节一直到第五节。
Verse 4 and verse 5. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. 5. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy?
这个是我们现在基督徒最大的挑战。
This is the greatest challenge for Christians.
主耶稣说我们不要离开世界。
Jesus told us we don't need to leave this world.
我们要住在世界。
We have to stay in this world.
我们是天上的国民，在世界上做客旅。
We are the citizens of heaven, and yet we are only sojourners on earth.
那当我们住在这个世界，
and as we live in this world,
我们就很容易跟世界做朋友。
It's very easy for us to become friends with this world.
因为这个世界的文化太有力量。
Because the culture of this world is too powerful.
人活到几十岁以后，文化变成他生活的一部分。
After we have lived several decades old, then this culture will become us.
所以有时候我们的信仰，好像当时以利亚世代，心慈两义。
And so just like the Elijah's time, the people in their heart will have two
opinions.
Have two gods.
Oh, yeah. 心智两义啊。
They cannot make up their minds.
就是一方面呢，他跟着外族去拜偶像。
And so on one hand, they follow the Gentiles to worship the idols.
一方面他又要拜神。
And on the other, they still want to worship God.
这个是没有办法这样做的。
And no one could continue on like this.
以利亚说你要做选择。
And so Elijah told him he had to make a choice.
大家不愿意选择。
And yet they did not want to make a choice.
因为选择很痛苦。
Because to choose is very hard.
因为你如果把偶像除掉，
if they were to remove idols,
你就被他们孤立了。
Then they will be isolated.
那如果把神拿掉，
if they were to take away God,
良心不安。
They feel not very their conscience feel uneasy.
他知道结果会很严重。
And they know they will suffer.
但是就不愿意做选择。
But they don't want to choose.
所以现在的基督徒最大的难处。
And so the most difficult thing for a Christian nowadays,
就是怎么住在世界不会跟世界做朋友。
That as we live in this world, how do we not be friend with the world?
所以这里说跟世界当朋友就是与神为敌。
So to be friend to this world is we have become enemy with God.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
世界的王是魔鬼。
The king of this world is Satan.
我们的王是天上的神。
But our God, our king, is the God in heaven.
所以跟世界做朋友就是跟世界的王打交道。
And so to be friend with this world is to have a dealing with the king of this world.
就是留一个空间给他了。
So we have already reserved a space for him.
那这样我们跟神的关系就会有问题。
Then our relationship with God will have issues.
所以在第五节。
And so verse 5.
你们想经上所说是突然的吗？神住在我们里面的人恋爱至于嫉妒。
And that do you think that the scripture says it's in vain that the spirit dwell in us yearns jealousy?
神的灵在我们里面爱我们，他希望完全拥有我们。
The spirit of God lives in us and he wants to have us as a whole, completely.
有个信徒很久没有来教会。
There was a member who did not come to church for a long time.
他就一直问说，为什么我会祷告都一直流眼泪？
He was asking, why is it that when I pray, I keep crying?
这个就是圣灵的忧伤。
This is the sadness or grief, the grievance within the Holy Spirit.
因为我们身体是神的殿。
For our body is a temple of God.
神住在我们里面。
God lives in us.
但是我们的心都停留在世界。
But our heart is staying or lingering in this world.
世界是什么？
What is this world?
肉体的情欲。
It is the lust of this flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
今生的骄傲。
And also the pride of life.
世界人做的事情都是要出人头地，让人纪念出名。
That we do things in this world so to other people can remember or we want to become famous.
这个不是基督的精神。
This is not the spirit of Christ.
这是世界。
This is the spirit of this world.
世界是以罪为快乐。
And this world utilizes sin as pleasure.
在快乐里面对罪已经麻痹了。
Within the pleasure, within pleasure, we have grown weak. Numb to our sins.
所以有时候我们常常想，我大罪不犯为什么我这么没有力量？
That we always think that we don't commit great sins, but why is it that I'm so weak?
因为世界在我们生活中分量太重。
For this world has such an important occupy such an important space in our heart.
我们的心都在世界。
Because our heart is in this world.
神的分量太小。
The space or the weight of God is too light.
世界的地位太高。
the position of this world is too high.
神的地位太低。
The position of God was too low.
所以我们就越来越没有力量。
And so we grow weaker and weaker.
所以如果一个人要跟神有美好的关系，
if a person longs for a good relationship with God,
我们需要选择。
We need to choose.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
The book of Romans chapter 12.
第二节
Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这个看英文就很有意思哈 Conform, transform.
And here English states this, these words, conform, transform.
英文中文叫效法哈，效法以英文来讲就是不要被世界同化。
And to be conformed or to be assimilated to this world.
同化就是跟他一样了，看起来你信耶稣跟他没有不同啊。
To become conformed is to be like them, and we are no different like those who do not have God.
那 transform 就是更新变化。
And to transform is to change and renew.
就是跟他不一样。
And that is to be different.
在同一个公司上班，我的想法、我的观念、我的原则是不一样的。
We work in the same company, but we have different principles. We think differently.
我们在做生意。
As we do business,
我们里面的价值观是不一样的。
The value we have within us are they're different.
我们在建立家庭。
As we establish our family,
我们的目标是不一样的。
Our goals will be different.
这个叫做变化，更新变化。
To be transformed and renewed.
那这样我们跟世界有一个分别。
Then we will have can be differentiated from this world.
那才能够查验神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Only then can we find the acceptable good will of God.
世界最大的特点就是以自己为中心。
The special point of this world is we center everything upon ourselves.
信仰最大的特点是以神为中心。
The special things about faith is that we center everything upon God.
如果被世界同化，
If we are conformed by the world,
我们考虑一切都是以我做中心。
Everything that we consider will be for ourselves.
如果我们更新变化，
If we were transformed and renewed,
我们考虑一切以神为中心。
Everything we consider will have God as a center.
那这个心态的改变就会影响一个人对神的旨意看得清楚，看不清楚。
And this attitude of change will affect how we can see clearly about whether we can see God or not.
我们才能够真正明白神的旨意。
Whether or not we can understand the will of God.
所以我们活在这个世界要跟神亲密。
Therefore, we live in this world, but we need to draw closer to God.
我们要把自己更新变化，而不要被同化。
We need to transform and renew, but not to be conformed.
考虑每一件事情。
We need to consider everything.
第一个想。
The first thing we think about,
我站在神的立场来看。
We need to stand at the position of God to view this.
这样就对了。
And then it will be okay.
我们再来看第三个。
The third jealousy.
会影响神的愤怒。
The third thing that will cause jealousy within God.
我看哥林多后书十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章我们刚刚有念第二节。
We have read this verse 2.
说我把你们许配一个丈夫。
And that we are betrothed to one husband.
是谁？
Who is that husband?
当然就是主耶稣啊。
And that is Jesus Christ.
那什么时候许配呢？
When are we betrothed to him?
就是什么时候订婚呢？
When were we engaged?
就是洗礼的时候。
It was at that moment when we were baptized.
洗礼归入基督的名。
When you were baptized into the name of Christ.
那洗礼完，罪得赦免，我们就领受圣灵。
After baptism, our sins are forgiven. After we receive the Holy Spirit,
那这个圣灵就是归属于神的一个记号，好像订婚以后一个戒指。
This Holy Spirit is a sign that we belong to someone, as if it's a ring after our marriage.
那我们就知道，我们结婚最重要就是贞洁。
And we know within our marriage, what's important is the purity.
这个是最重要的。
That is the most important.
纯净、纯洁。
The purity and cleanliness.
虽然这个世界这个事情已经没有人在谈了。
Even though nowadays people don't talk about this.
但是回到圣经来看。
But if we return to the Bible.
结婚以前的贞洁，这是最大的价值。
The purity before marriage is the greatest value.
哦，所以这是说，好像贞洁的童女，把我们自己献给基督。
So we should be like a pure virgin, betrothed, to Christ.
哦，那将来我们在天国的婚宴就非常的圆满。
Then the marriage in the future in heaven will be very perfect.
好，那到底我们跟神这个婚姻的关系，那个贞洁代表什么？
And so the chastity or the purity with Christ, what is that?
好，我们看第三节、第四节还有第五节。
3:3-5。
三四节就可以。
3 and 4. But I fear that somehow the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Verse 4. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you have received a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
所以如果我们看这个第四节，我们就知道贞洁是什么，纯洁是什么。
So if we read verse 4, we understand what is what is the meaning of chastity.
贞洁就是信仰的纯正。
To be chaste is that we keep a pure faith.
这里提到有三个第一个另外一个耶稣。
Here it talks about another Jesus.
另外一个灵。
Another spirit.
再来另外一个福音
and the another or the different gospel.
那既然有另外一个，就是表示有原来那一个。
And if we say there's a different one, then that means there's an original one.
就是表示最少有两个主耶稣，两个圣灵，两个福音。
So then it would to say that there will be two Lord Jesus at least, two spirits and two gospels.
但是其实主耶稣只有一个啊。
But in fact, there's only one Lord Jesus.
神的灵也只有一个啊。
There's only one spirit of God.
神的话安定在天直到永远也只有一世啊。
The word of God is established in heaven. There's only one gospel.
那怎么在保罗那个时候就跑出两个来呢？
Why is it that during Paul's time, there's already different things.
所以前面就解释了第三节。
Verse 3 tells us.
就在提到为什么会失去像基督纯清洁的心。
And why is it that they had lost the simplicity that is in Christ?
这下面说就像蛇用诡诈诱惑的夏娃一样。
We were deceived by the serpent as deceived Eve.
就是魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
那夏娃是比较软弱的。
Eve was weak.
不只是肉体啊，更是灵性。
Not only physically, but spiritually.
所以这个魔鬼看中夏娃的弱点，他比较软弱，就跟他讲话。
And so, Satan understand the weakness of Eve. That's why he chose Eve to talk to.
那我们仔细看魔鬼跟夏娃讲话哦，大部分都是对的。
And so if we examine the words between Satan and Eve, majority of his content is actually right.
但是几个关键的地方不对。
But some key and critical points, they were wrong.
所以这个叫做似是而非啊。
And so this is something that is hard, very difficult to differentiate.
很容易上当。
It's very easy, we can be easily deceived.
很容易被迷惑。
Very easily confusing.
那这个魔鬼在迷惑人，这个很厉害。
And so when Satan tried to confuse people, it would be like this.
你不是说地上很聪明，书读很多就不会被迷惑。
It's not that we have studied a lot, we are quite crafty in this world, that we will not be deceived.
圣经说，魔鬼把人的心眼弄瞎了。
And Bible states that Satan has blinded the eyes of people in their hearts.
不叫基督的福音光照他们。
That the gospel, the light of the gospel, no longer shines upon them.
这个心眼就是属灵的领悟力。
And so the eyes in the heart is the understanding of the gospel.
属灵的，它不是地上的聪明。
It's a spiritual understanding of truth.
魔鬼把这一部分把它弄瞎了，弄瞎就没有感觉了。
And so if someone were to be blind in this aspect, then they will have no feelings.
就没有分辨力。
They will have no way to differentiate.
所以在加拉太书我们最近读的第一章啊。
So in Galatians chapter 1, we have read,
保罗在提到他所领受的福音是从神启示来的。
Paul mentioned that the gospel he had received, it is a revelation from God.
他不是到耶路撒冷那些门徒教他的。
It wasn't that he went to Jerusalem and that he was taught by the disciples.
所以他对福音的全这个 全独一性、权威性，他是相当有把握。
So he is assured about the authority and the truthfulness of the gospel that he preached.
那今天我们真教会啊，从神领受啊这个纯正的福音。
And today, through his church, accepted or received this true gospel from the Lord.
我们要在圣灵的感动带领下牢牢的守着。
Within the guidance and the movement of the Holy Spirit, we need to keep and uphold it.
那这就是童女的纯洁。
And so this is the chastity of the virgin.
是神所喜悦的。
It is pleasing to the Lord.
所以圣经在提到我们要保持纯洁，不为神嫉妒，有三个。
And so the Bible reminds us we need to keep ourselves pure to not to arouse jealousy from God. There's three aspects.
第一个，不要有偶像。
First, do not have idols.
第二个
，Second,
不要与世界做朋友。
Don't be friends with this world.
第三个
，Third,
信仰要纯正。
We need to keep purity in faith.
那这样，我们跟神的关系就会非常亲密。
Then we can have a very close relationship.
我们的信仰体验一定非常有力量，很活泼。
Then the experiences in our faith will be powerful and very lively.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.